He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Tuesday, June the 2nd, live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Well, we're off to a little bit of a soggy start to the market here. We have the Dow down 50 points right now. The Dow is at 17,990, back below that 18,000 level, but we're down just, 28 basis points, 0.28% so far today. We've actually come off the low quite a bit here. We were down 100 at one time. The S&P 500 is now down about 5 points to 2,106. That's also down about 0.3%. We have the NASDAQ down about 19 right now to 5,063. Still at or near new all-time highs on that NASDAQ. Hey, crude oil getting a nice bump here today. Back up above 60. I keep a couple toes dipped in the water in that crude oil sector. Crude oil is at $61.18 today. OPEC is meeting this week. We'll talk about that a little bit. Gold is at $1,193 per ounce. It is up 0.4% today. But it's been hanging around, as you know, around that 1,200 level for quite some time. The euro's getting a bid today. The euro is at 1.11, hoping for a Greek resolution by this Friday. We'll see whether or not that comes true. That could be that pipe dream that we talk about. The 10-year yield, big jump in interest rates today, 2.24%. That's a big spike in a big sell-off in the bond market today. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. Oil up, dollar up, interest rates up. That's kind of the market flat. That's kind of the flow of things here recently. Meanwhile, while the U.S. markets are up just about 2.5% so far this year, and of course I've been writing about this in my newsletter, earnings and stock price or index price appreciation go hand in hand, and most analysts out there, including myself, see about a 2% rise in earnings this year. That's S&P earnings versus last year. And for that reason, the market is just barely up this year. It's up 2.5% right along with earnings. And, of course, we're now looking ahead to next year, 2016, which I wrote about in my newsletter over the weekend. Meanwhile, crude oil is drifting a little bit higher here. The cartel meets this week. Interesting that they themselves call it a cartel. Over there in the Middle East, virtually no one expects OPEC to make any adjustments to its 30 million barrel per day production quota when it meets later this week. But there's some chatter that the group might double down on their recent strategy and agree to boost output. Boy, then they'd really be showing their true colors. And, of course, they've already as much as admitted to leaving production high and bringing more oil onto the market than what is needed to drive oil prices down to hurt U.S. frackers, which are now a competitor to their market share. So the cartel is already producing about a million more than the quota, and there's some talk that that really will be in America's face here. We're going to boost our output even more. Well, the oil markets don't seem to believe that because oil is up here, $61 per barrel. Oil continues to move higher here off of that recent low of $42 per barrel. And as I said, I got a couple toes dipped into the water couple of oil stocks, one oil ETF. That's my contrarian play at the current time, and I just picked a few good ones that have served me well in the past, and we'll see how it all pans out. Meanwhile, the interest rate picture, interest rates continue to drift higher, 2.24 now on that 10-year bond. And when as I look at those bond charts, they just look downright ugly to me. Reading about PIMCO here today, only $3 billion was pulled from the $110 billion total return fund. This is the fund that Bill Gross used to manage at PIMCO. It got as high as $230 billion, I want to say. And now it's cleared down to $110 billion. But only $3 billion was pulled from it in May. It is the fifth consecutive month, however, that outflows have declined, and it's the smallest decline since Bill Gross exited the fund and the firm in late September. And helping PIMCO's total return fund is their performance this year. The fund has posted a total return so far in 2015 of 1.23% after expenses. 24 basis points more than the benchmark Barclays U.S. Aggregate Bond Index, which you can buy. That's an exchange-traded fund called AGG. That is the U.S. Bond Index. And pull up a chart sometime of that thing, AGG, and you'll see how it's breaking down. That's not a pretty picture, in my opinion. The bond market topped sometime last year and is now in a bear market. And the PIMCO Total Return Fund has gone from $230 billion in asset size, cleared down to $110 billion. I wouldn't want to be a bond fund manager right now. You know, that's one of the advantages or one of the edges that I have in my business here. I can go anywhere I want. I don't run a bond fund, so I'm not limited to bonds. I don't run an asset allocation fund, so I don't have to keep 50-60% of my portfolio in bonds. I don't run a strictly U.S. Fund where I can only buy U.S. stocks, where my hands are bound. I can go anywhere I want. I don't have to remain fully invested like an index fund does. Of course, there's no management of an index fund, only when there's a change in the index. And even a lot of active managers have their hands tied. If you're a small cap growth, U.S. small cap growth fund manager, you're limited to U.S. small cap growth stocks. But I can go anywhere I want in the world and in the asset classes, and that's why my app, when I designed it, when I drew up the architecture of it, when I thought it out in my mind, I wanted it to be all-inclusive. I didn't want to have a small cap growth app that just picked out the best small cap growth stocks, nor did I want to have a large cap blue chip app that just ferreted out the best large cap blue chip stocks. I didn't want to have a bond app that just selected the best bonds. I wanted to compare everything one against another on a relative basis. I mean, the world works on a relative basis. The New York Mets are in town. We saw a very good picture on Tuesday. Jacob DeGrom shut out the Padres on about two hits. He had a perfect game going into the fifth or sixth inning. The New York Mets, well, Jacob DeGrom, number one, is compared against all other pitchers in baseball. It's all inclusive, and last year it was determined that he was the best rookie in the National League, and he earned the Rookie of the Year. He's a long-haired character, much like I was back in the high school days when our hair meant a lot to us, you know. It still means a lot to me, even though there's less of it. I'm trying to hang on to what I got. DeGrom had excellent control, and on a relative basis of all the pitchers that I've sat and watched, either on TV or in person this year, one of the better pitchers that I've seen. You know what I really like about him? He came out of nowhere. A ninth round draft pick, scouted by some scout down in Florida, said, hey, I think we ought to take a shot at this guy. Ends up being Rookie of the Year. And he looked like a stud. He reminds me a lot of Lincecum, Tim Lincecum. But on a relative basis, I would have to say he's one of the best pitchers in the National League right now. And the app goes out every day into high schools, into junior colleges, looking for the best stocks, wherever they may be. And you know what? The best stocks now, a lot of times, they're hidden. They're ninth-round draft picks. They're not IBM right there on the surface, or Cisco, or Microsoft. I know I'm always being mean to those companies, but they're past their prime. Instead, we're looking for those rookies of the year, those finds that nobody else is really onto. Well, we found a lot of them here using the Best Stocks Now app. And when we come back, this isn't one that's way under the radar, but it's not exactly Walmart either. This is the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Thank you.
back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. And Best Stocks Now come in all shapes and all sizes. You know, the consumer sector, the retail sector, has kind of had a choppy year. Hasn't done real well in 2015. A lot of it was blamed on the weather in the first quarter of 2015. Too cold to go shopping. I'm not going out to the mall and driving through all that ice and slush and salt on the roads. Forget it. I'm going to sit here at home and shop or watch TV. But now the shopper, I guess, the consumer is starting to get back out there a little bit and is active once again. But still, it's not one of the greatest sectors in the market. Having said that, there still are a few stocks within that consumer sector that I like. When I wrote my book back in 2011, Best Stocks Now, I used examples from that time era of stocks that met my strict criteria at the time. One of them was Dollar Tree, which I've made a lot of money in Dollar Tree two or three times. The first time I owned it, I made 142% in Dollar Tree, DLTR, which is a $16 billion company. You know, if you're going to go up against Walmart, that's not so easy. And instead of going in the direction of, well, we'll provide better service, and therefore people will pay more to come here because we provide better service, yeah, instead they went the other way and said, no, let's not provide any service. It's a grab bag here, and it's going to be a dollar. Everything's going to be a fixed price of $1. And it's been a pretty successful concept. You know, there's three of them. There's three major companies, Dollar General, Family Dollar, and Dollar Tree, that all compete in that space. Two of them are getting together. I can't remember which two. I want to say it's Dollar Tree and Dollar General, or Family Dollar. I can't remember. But there's a marriage taking place somewhere along the way. One of the ones that I currently own is Dollar General. Dollar General is where I get my wardrobe for the most part. Yeah, you know. Nice sport shirt for a dollar. It's headquartered in Goodlettsville, Tennessee. You know, there's a lot of companies headquartered in Tennessee. A lot of good companies. Tractor Supply, I can think of. AutoZone, I can think of. One of the healthcare REITs is headquartered in Tennessee. Well, so is Dollar General. Dollar General operates 11,215 discount merchandise stores. 11,215. You know, there's as many Dollar Generals as there are Walmarts. Walmart operates 11,000 Walmart stores and Sam's Clubs. Believe it or not, there's more Dollar Generals than there are Walmart stores. Dollar General, however, is a $22 billion company market cap wise. Walmart is a $240 billion market cap. But you know, they've carved out their little niche. It's profitable. Over the last 5 years, Dollar General has been growing their earnings by about 21% per year. And you know what I say about earnings growth. As long as earnings continue to grow, the stock continues to appreciate. And while Dollar General's earnings have been growing by 21% per year over the last 5 years, their stock price has been going up by about 19% per year, almost in lockstep with that earnings growth that the company has been able to rack up. Over the last 3 years, Dollar General's averaged about 15% per year in the way of stock price appreciation. And over the last 12 months, it's had a very solid year. 12-month trailing return, the stock is up 36%. And again, it is a stock that I own at Gunderson Capital Management. I own Dollar General in my conservative growth account because it is a large cap stock. And it also pays a little dividend. What's it pay? It probably pays a dollar per share. At the Dollar General. No, it pays a 1.2% dividend yield. So you're getting a little bit of a check every twice a year or three times a year, whatever it works out at Dollar General. the performance has been pretty good on the stock. A heck of a lot better than Walmart or Target or some of the other big box retail stores. Dollar General's a little bit more maneuverable, carved out a little bit of a niche for themselves. Walmart's not growing by 21% per year. Walmart's been growing by 6% per year. There's a difference there. There's a big difference. All things being equal, the stock growing by 6% per year should return about 6% returns, and that's about what Walmart has done. And on the other hand, Dollar General's been growing by about 21% per year, and that's what Dollar General has done in the way of stock price appreciation. So the performance, it's not off the charts, but it's very solid. Now we look to valuation, which is the other key component of the way I analyze stocks. I like momentum, I like performance, but I don't want to pay up for the stocks. I don't want to pay up for that momentum and that performance. Dollar General is currently trading at 16 times forward earnings. It's not the cheapest stock around, but it's trading at a discount to the overall market right now. And as I said, it's been growing at a much faster pace than the overall market. The overall market hasn't been growing earnings by 21% per year over the last 5 years. More in the 6 to 7, 8% range. So the stock, even though it's trading at 16 times forward earnings, that's a pretty good discount to the overall market. And it's expected to be able to continue to grow by 13 or 14% per year going forward. From here, when I take that and extrapolate it out 5 years from now, potential earnings of $7.52, and when I apply a multiple somewhere in the teens, a lot of the retailers, anywhere from 13 to 18 times earnings is a proper multiple. I'm actually using a 17 multiple on Dollar General. I come up with almost $130 target price on the stock. Is trading currently at $75 per share. Now the stock will continue to trade on expectations, and right now the expectations are that their earnings will grow 13% this year and another 15% next year. This is a stock that I currently own, but I watch those earnings expectations and I adjust my target price from time to time, especially if those expectations change. Well, Dollar General reported earnings this week. They came in better than expected. So maybe those expectations will go just a little bit higher. And the last part of the puzzle is the stock chart. It's been in a sideways trend now for the last 2 or 3 months. Maybe this earnings report will break it out of that sideways trend. It's getting a nice bounce since they reported their earnings this quarter. And Dollar General is a stock that I continue to own. Symbol is DG, a stock that I continue to own in my conservative growth accounts. It's about a 2.5% to 4% overall position. Not a recommendation by any means, but it is a stock that I own here.
World that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing market. Place. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Or pwstreet.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
Welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. If you're a New York Met fan, they look pretty good this year. I don't know about their offense, but they look pretty good. I like to see at least each team in the National League once. I give my tickets to my son. He goes a lot to the baseball games. But I saw the Mets, just saw the Pirates. Everybody looks better than the Padres, who spent a lot of money in the offseason and really nothing to show for it. We have the same record that we had last year. We paid all this money for Matt Kemp. He's batting .249 with one home run. I think he's making $20 million a year. That's an expensive home run that he hit so far, but hopefully he'll get out of his funk. I think in the end, we need a new manager. A manager that knows how to win and not be 50-50. Milk toast. Anyways, let's take a look here. We've talked so far about the bond market. That 10-year yield's back up to 2.24%. The bond market looks downright scary to me. PIMCO's total return fund has dropped from $230 billion down to $110 billion. And, of course, Bill Gross no longer runs the fund. OPEC, will they turn up the spigot? Will they loosen the spigot even more to try to drown out American frackers? Dollar General reports some pretty good earnings this week. It's one that I continue to own and hasn't been a top performer recently. In fact, the whole consumer sector has been pretty flat in 2015, but I'm continuing to own my Dollar General for now. It looks fairly cheap to me. Another interesting article that I read, the Vanguard Emerging Market Stock Index Fund and its ETF brother, VWO, that's the proxy that I use for the emerging markets. They will now include the China A-shares. And, of course, that's that ETF, ASHR. And as you know, I have featured several individual China A-share stocks this year. And if you look through my portfolios that I produce and publish every single weekend, you'll find some of those China A-share stocks in there. Vanguard Emerging Market Stock Index Fund is more than likely a pretty big fund. And they're going to start adding those China A shares to their indexes, their emerging market indexes. So that'll be interesting to watch going forward. Speaking of mutual funds, you know, I have a mutual fund model portfolio. There's some folks that listen to my show that have 401ks at work, and they would love to buy Dollar General and Bluebird Bio and some of the individual stocks in their own portfolio, but they're limited. Their hands are tied. They're restricted to buying the mutual funds that are on their menu at work. And that's why I have two. I have three, actually, model portfolios that address those types of investing scenarios. I have my TSP one for those folks that are government employees that are very limited. I believe it's five or six different choices that they have. My model has been tweaked just a little bit here recently, and there will be a time when I won't want to own any stocks, and that TSP recommendation will show zero in the stock funds. But right now you can see where I'm at right now in that in my newsletter. I have a basic mutual fund model for those of you who have a wide array of selections or a limited choice. I tell you how much I'd have in U.S. small cap right now, how much I'd have in Europe if you've got that available, how much I'd have in bonds right now if I had that available. And most mutual funds do offer, you know, these categories and maybe two or three stocks in each category. And I have my basic one that I publish every single week. And as you know, I've been fully invested in the stock market since 2009, March. So if you've been following along with my radio show, your 401k should be a 1201k by now. And that's not including the money that you've been putting into it every week. But also know that at some point in time, I won't own any stock. I won't have any exposure to the stock market. That time has not come yet. And then I have a specific mutual fund portfolio where I have about six or seven specific mutual funds. And some of you have a wide enough palette to choose from that you can follow along with my mutual fund portfolio, which is having a very, very good year. It's way ahead of the overall market. And I'm going to go in a little different direction here. I'm going to feature a mutual fund. You know, every day I have CNBC on in the background, no sound usually, and I'm watching the markets, and I see headlines come across, and it seems like I've seen more than one person over the last two or three years saying to avoid the biotech market, and yet the biotech market continues to hit new highs. I think it's fair to say that the biotechs represent now what technology represented 10 or 20 years ago. Biotech is now the frontier of exploration of space, new cures for different maladies that befall us. You know, technology, yeah, it continues to increase and it continues to grow, but not at the rapid pace it was growing back in the 90s and the early 2000s. And biotech has kind of supplanted it as that frontier. Let's just look at the Fidelity Biotech Mutual Fund, FBIOX, which is one that I own here at Gunderson Capital Management. Over the last 10 years, okay, tell me that biotech is not the new frontier. This fund has delivered 19.5% per year to investors. The market's only delivered 5.8%. It's more than tripled the returns of the market. Now, the NASDAQ hasn't done that, but the biotech sector, as represented by the Fidelity Biotech Fund, 19.5% per year over the last 10 years. It's got to be one of the top performing mutual funds in the entire market. Over the last 5 years, the Fidelity Biotech Fund, which owns about 40 or 50 different biotech stocks, and we'll go through some of the individual holdings here in a minute, has averaged 39% per year. That's over the last 5 years. And over the last 3 years, it's delivered 47% per year, while the market's delivered 18%. And over the last 12 months, the Fidelity Biotech Fund is up 61%. Those are some pretty phenomenal returns, and yet this thing is written off for dead every single week almost. Somebody comes on, I think on Tuesday they had somebody, Monday they had someone from Bank of America on saying avoid the biotech stocks. Well, that same mutual fund is up 23% so far this year, while the market's up about 2%. And when I rank everything I have to choose from in my entire universe, which represents about 4,100 different choices that I have, and I give everybody a fair shot, mutual funds, exchange-traded funds, inverse funds, individual stocks, large-cap stocks, mid-cap stocks, small-cap stocks, Chinese stocks, European stocks, and I'm adding more every single day and running them through the hoops, calculating where they stand overall. The Fidelity Biotech Fund, now remember, this is not an individual stock, this is a mutual fund, comes in at number 7 out of 4,100. Top 10 holdings, and these are some individual stocks that I also own. Biogen, that's 14%, or it's 8% of this fund. Gilead Sciences, another one that I own. I've owned it for several years, off and on. It's 7% of the fund. Celgene, I don't currently own Celgene. Vertex Pharmaceuticals, Alexion Pharmaceuticals, Regeneron, BioMarin, another stock that I currently own. Receptos, another stock that I own. Medivation, Intercept Pharmaceutical. Those are the top 10 holdings in the Fidelity Biotech Fund. The fund currently has a price to earnings ratio of 25. That's the PE. Well, the market's got a PE of about 20 right now. So yes, it's trading at a premium to the market, but look at the mergers and acquisitions and the new hits that are coming along in the medicine field. I continue to own the Fidelity Biotech Fund, which comes in at number 7 right now overall out of the 4,100 different choices I have to choose from to invest in. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the best stocks now and the best mutual funds now from Dime to Dime Radio Hour.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions.
This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
And Welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, you know, mutual funds are a way to go. I have a lot of people that listen to the show, and, you know, they don't have a lot to invest. They have, several thousand dollars, maybe $5,000-$6,000. I don't really recommend buying individual stocks at that level. I know you want to, and it sounds fun, but, you know, it just doesn't make a lot of sense at that level. Instead, I think mutual funds and exchange-traded funds. And if you look at my exchange-traded fund model portfolio and my mutual fund model portfolio, they've actually done better than my stock portfolio. Well, almost about the same as my moderate growth stock portfolio this year. They've done very, very well. There are, you know, I know this little website called Acorns. You can buy, you know, like one share and two shares and stocks and whatnot. Yeah, it's up to you. I think you're better off a professionally managed mutual fund that's done real well. We went through the top 10 holdings in the Fidelity Biotech Fund, and I thought it'd be kind of fun. I haven't looked for a while, but take a look at what my top five holdings are right now at Gunderson Capital Management. Number one. We should count them down the other way, shouldn't we? One, two, three, four, five. My number five holding at Gunderson Capital Management is Skyworks. SWKS. Skyworks has been one of the best stocks I've ever owned. I wrote up Skyworks in my book back in 2011. I think it was about an $11 stock back then or something like that. Now, it wasn't 11. Where's my book? I don't have one handy. It was a lot lower than where it's at now. It's now at $108.37. It's tripled. It's tripled since I wrote the book back in 2011. And I look at Skyworks here at Gunderson Capital. We have a $1,127,694.96 gain in Skyworks. We've more than doubled our money in this current round of Skyworks that we currently own. My number four position is Activus, ACT, out of Ireland. Boy, that's been a good stock to own, and it's still a cheap stock. It still makes sense from a PEG ratio point of view. It's in that all-important drug sector, which continues to be one of the leading sectors in the market. Activus is in 251 different accounts at Gunderson Capital Management. Skyworks is in 352 different accounts. Activus, we've made $602,265.21 so far in our Activus position. My third biggest position, number three. Last night on the scoreboard, they were showing the five biggest bloopers. They counted them down. There were some bad ones. They're always fun to watch. Number three, Valeant Pharmaceuticals, which is VRX. That's a Canadian biotech company. Valeant's a pretty big position here at Gunderson Capital Management, third biggest one. I recently added to it. In fact, I added it, I think it's in all my portfolios now, aggressive, moderate, and conservative. We're up $214,316.45 so far on Valeant Pharmaceutical. My number two position is Europe Two Times. That's an exchange-traded fund. I'm playing the money printing that's going on in Europe. So far, I'm down a little bit on this position, but I look to this to be a core position for the next couple of years. Hopefully, we'll see, until they run out of ink in Europe and can't print any more euros, and then we'll move on. But right now I have a big position in UPV. It's in 492 of my accounts. UPV, two times Europe. My biggest position is NXP Semiconductors out of the Netherlands. It's up $534,909.20 since we bought it and added it to 359 different accounts. So those are my top five holdings: Skyworks, Activus, Valeant Pharmaceutical, the ProShares Ultra Europe 2x, and NXPI Semiconductors. But overall, I own about 120, and I'll be going through every one of those positions as soon as the market, as soon as the show's over. I've been going through them during the breaks and while I'm doing the show also, because I'm an active manager. You know, there's a big argument going on. There always will be. Active management versus passive management. Passive management says buy some indexes and check on them 10 years from now. Probably not a bad way to go, you know. But at the same time, you know, when something is so obvious that there's a bear market looming or that we're in a raging bull market, it just seems to me to kind of ebb and flow with the different cycles in the market. A little bit of active management to me makes a whole heck of a lot of sense. But each person's got to decide for themselves. And, of course, the robots, they're going to be passive managers. They're going to, once a quarter, readjust things. So your bond positions are about 50% of your portfolio, and your stocks are about 50%, whatever the allocation is at the time. You have to decide for yourself whether you want active management or passive management. Well, we do active management here at Gunderson Capital Management. The newsletter comes out every single weekend. Last week was a good one. If you didn't get it, it had the update for 2016 earnings estimates, my projections for next year, which holds the key to the continuation of this bull market. You can go to my website at pwstreet.com to sign up for the newsletter. Or if you just don't have the time or inclination to do this yourself and you're not real happy with the passive management style. It's not doing so well this year, passive management, with the bond market down a couple of percent and the stock market up a couple percent. They kind of offset each other and you're at 0%. Well, we do things a little bit differently. We're active managers. You can give us a call at 855-611-BEST. 855-611-BEST. We haven't hung out the gone fishing sign for a while here at Gunderson Capital Management. We are listening to the radio reports every day, reading the landing counts. It's still a little bit sparse. I like high probabilities, you know. I like a high probability of bringing back a 35-pound bluefin tuna for the barbecue. 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.